Hey, welcome to episode 206, where we will catch up with the Bobby Bone Show class of 2019. They're all over the world, actually. And one by one, we'll catch up with them for a few minutes each. Right, Mike?
Yep.
So first, we'll talk to Tennille Towns, which you may know Tennille Towns because Somebody's Daughter was a top 20 song for her. Betsy was somebody's best friend, laughing back when she was somebody. We will talk to Kaylee Hammock, who is now our On the Verge artist. That song from Kaylee. We'll talk to Abby Anderson, who has been out on tour with Rob Thomas forever, just off tour, but she got a bunch of songs. This is what, Good Lord?
Yep.
Rachel Womack is in the UK, I believe. She's in Amsterdam, and we'll talk to her coming up and ask her big moments of the year. And is this Damage for Rachel Womack?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I actually didn't put that up.
Oh, okay. Well, Rachel, in her heart, you're there. And then Lauren Jenkins, and here's a little bit of her. She's Give Up the Ghost. I believe she's in Amsterdam, too. Are they playing together?
No,
they just happen to be in the same country?
Yeah.
So the whole class of 2019 this year was all females. I did that on purpose because I wanted to be able to promote them all year. And I think all of them have played or opened for me at some point. I know... Maybe Rachel Womack just did the Ryman show. Lauren Jenkins came out, and I did a bunch of stand-up shows with me. Tennille Towns did a whole tour with me, a comedy show. Abby did some shows. And maybe Kaylee's just done a little bit. But the goal with the class of whatever is to promote them on the radio, take them out, and let them open. Because when they open, I pay them. Radio shows, they don't get paid. They just have to do it, and the label pays for all their fee. They don't get paid by the label either, but the label pays to make sure that they're not losing money.
Mm-hmm.
So they just come out even. But if they come out with me, they're paid. And so it's like a real show. So yeah, a lot of these I've taken out to tour and promoted, and I just want to check in with them again, let you know how cool they are. Maybe you hear them and like, download some of that music, or I'll stream some of that music. I also got to stop saying download because it's mostly a stream. Yeah. And I don't download anything, but I think it's just what we've said for so long.
Yeah.
I mean, we had to transition from buy that CD to download,
to now stream.
Yeah.
Never thought about that.
So it's all, maybe you'll stream their music. Who knows? Maybe you will download it. Did iTunes leave your phone?
I don't know. I just updated.
I have an iTunes store, but there was a whole change where they said they were taking it off everybody's phones. Mine is still there.
I still have the store, yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking right now, so I guess you still can't download.
Because I'll still save stuff.
What do you mean?
Like on my Apple Music, I'll save.
So you have Apple Music as your streaming?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, so we'll talk to all them. My dog got stung in the face by a bee today.
Oh, no.
And it swelled up so big. It was right outside the house. We do the show from my house. And his face blew up. We had to put him on Benadryl for a bit. So he's good now.
Wow.
But his face was like, we had dog trainer come out today, too. And
that happened after?
Yeah, he was fine by then. But what's funny was he's kind of a dick. My dog is, where he just doesn't listen sometimes. But the dog trainer came over and he was perfect. It annoyed me so bad. It's like when you take a car in and there's something wrong with the car. When you take it to get it fixed,
everything's fine.
Everything's fine. It's not making that noise it was making. And I was like, you got to trust me, dude. He's been being a real jerk. The dog's acting perfect. It's so annoying. So that's what's happened today. I guess we'll just kind of roll into this. We'll just pick them up one by one. These are the Bobby Bones class of 2019 artists. And I hope you enjoy. Just a quick catch up here. Thanks for hanging out. And away we go. Hello, Tennille Towns.
Hi, how's it going, Bobby?
It's really good. You are recorded right now, so anything you say, because I know how potty mouth you have, anything you say.
I'll keep a close eye on it.
All right, how are you? Are you good?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. We actually saw each other a couple nights ago. I mean, pretty briefly.
Great to see you. Very briefly.
Yeah, I mean, I sat at your table for just a second because I was trying... Those award shows, because you and I were both at CMT Artists of the Year, and they had me do a little thing opening, and they had me do a carry thing. And I felt bad, because I was like, can I sit here?
You did such a great job up there, by the way.
Stop it.
You always do.
Stop it. Anyway, it was great to see you, and where are you right now?
I am in my hotel room in New Orleans, getting ready for a radio show.
Are you playing the show tonight with, it's you, is Lindsay playing with you?
Lindsay and Kaylee, yeah.
Yeah, it's like everybody that I know. Wow, look at this.
We're just missing you.
Yeah, just fill it out here. By the way, she was our iHeart Country On the Verge artist, and So that was awesome to see that. And you just put out Jersey on the Wall as your single. And so talk about that for a second, because the version that's on the radio is a little more upbeat than the one that I have saved. Is that accurate?
It has a kick drum in it, yes. The one that we originally put out was just a guitar vocal. So it was kind of cool to build some production around it for sure.
And why would you have to do that?
I mean, well, we wanted to make the Living Room Workday version its special and own thing, and like mark the beginning of where the song was first created. And I'm really grateful we got to start with that version, because I think the stripped down like lyric kind of hits a little bit harder. But in the collection of this whole record that we made and all of the songs, it's kind of fun how they all flow into one another. And I like the sort of wrestling part of like the way that the kick drum feels like it's like a pacing sort of mechanism, and that I think that's a big part of the song. It's like I have hard questions for God, and it was sort of a fun approach to take on the production of what would that feel like. So that's where that came from.
A little bit though is because radio is stupid and they won't play a ballad.
Yes, probably so.
That's what I think. Like, radio, stop being so stupid and just play a powerful song. Because,
thanks for saying that, Bobby.
I remember when you came and played that song in our studio, and a bit on our show, we're desensitized because we hear a lot of great music all the time and a lot just wonderful music. But I remember when you played it and Amy cried in the studio, which was one of the only times she's ever cried when someone performed.
Wow, that means so much.
Then you added a kick drum and a flute, and here we are. We're just rolling along.
Here we
along.
Are. Yeah. Now it's the single.
how's your last year been? I mean, the last 6 months or so. You've been out with Dirk. She had a song all over the radio. It's been a pretty cool year for you, huh?
Yes. It's been so wonderful. I'm having so much fun. And being able to be on the road and, like, be at shows and hear people, a few people out there singing along and knowing the music, it's the craziest thing. It's been such a wild year to kind of step back and think about it like that. It's like what was happening last year in October, and to think about it now, it's kind of surreal.
Was it pretty weird whenever you would look in the crowd and people would go from having no idea who you are just as an opener to them knowing every word to one of your songs?
Yes. It was the best thing ever. Oh man, it was like, especially seeing the little girls out there singing, that always gets me, because that was me, you know. And it's like I love it when you can see their faces. And a lot of times at the amphitheaters this summer, we're playing early enough in the daylight where you can really see people like jamming along. And that is just, it's such a cool feeling. And being able to talk to them after the show, and it's like, it's as an opening act, it's kind of like, hey, it's nice to meet you guys. You have no idea about any of my music yet, but I'm here to play some songs for you. And then to be able to close the set with a song that they knew, that was really cool.
Well, let's talk about the CCMAs, because if I remember correctly, you kind of cleaned up there.
Well, it was a really fun year, and I've never had anything like that happen before. I mean, I've been going to the CCMAs since that was my 11th year of going to those awards and kind of hanging out in the scene and seeing everybody, and it was really exciting to go back this year with new music and to feel like the community that I grew up with was like, oh, hey, you're back, and this is exciting.
And we're going to give you all the awards.
And we're going to give you all the awards. That's really weird.
Yeah, I was super pumped for you. I saw that. What else did I see online for you? I was trying to remember. I think that someone's been trying to scam your fans with a fake Tennille Towns count. So that's even better than the awards. That means you're making it so much when they're using you to scam people.
I hate that, but yes, it is a very interesting indicator for sure.
Look at you. Congratulations. They're trying to scam your fans. Look at big year for you. I did see on Instagram, too, that you met Reba at the CMT Artist of the Year event. How'd that go?
It was the coolest. I literally have no idea what I said because I kind of just blanked out. I gave her a hug and she looked at me. I was like, this is Reba in real life. Like, I've watched Reba on TV and I've listened to all of her songs. And it's like, there she was right there in the flesh.
Yeah, she's really cool. She's one of the people that when they walk into a room, you're like, oh, this is why they're famous. Aside from their talent, they actually just captivate a room.
Yes, like she radiates. Mm-hmm. She has like this light about her. It's amazing.
Are you done with the Dirks tour?
Yes.
Okay, now you're doing some shows. Let me get this right. On Miranda Lambert's tour, Roadside Bars and Pink Guitars, is that right?
That's correct, yep.
And then you're doing Stagecoach?
Yep.
And what else? Anything else I need to mention here? Because I feel like I know everything about you, but I could be missing something.
You're so awesome. You're always on top of it. But I am headed to the UK. I'm playing my first own show in London, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, look at you.
But yeah, other than that, that's kind of it. Finishing the year off with Miranda and having a blast out there, and I can't even believe that I got to spend so much of this past year on the road with Dirk. So this is such a great time, and we started in January and ended in September, and it's like that is such a rare gift to be able to be on a consistent tour like that. And my band and I had so much fun, and it was awesome. I loved it.
Well, I see online I can send you a text on this Tennille Towns text number. So can I text you on the show? Can I text you after the show's over?
Yeah, you certainly can, of course.
Do you keep that phone with you?
That's my little road phone, so I can keep in touch with everybody. It's really cool. I hear a lot of awesome stories through that phone, actually.
Does it ring all the time?
I get a lot of text messages all the time, yes.
But do you leave it on?
Yeah.
But it doesn't ring all the time? People are trying to FaceTime you? I've tried to FaceTime you.
No. The ringer's on silent, but I get all the notifications. It's a text number, yeah.
Well, listen, you know I'm a big fan. At Tennille Towns on Instagram. And wanted to check in. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Bye.
Bye-bye. Kaylee Hammock.
Hello, Bobby Bones.
What's happening? How are you?
Nothing much. I'm about to play a show in New Orleans. I'm good. How about you?
Good. We talked to Tennille. She's also there with you, huh?
Yep.
Well, look at that.
It's fun to play with friends.
Yeah, I was talking about you last night. Someone had said, hey, it was another artist in town, and they know that you and I are friends, and they said, hey, what's Kaylee Hammock all about? And you know what I told them? I said, well, I said, in a town of where everybody can sing, I said, she's a really good singer, but she definitely, as an artist, like, has a real statement. She's bold. Like, she doesn't leave and you forget about who she is. And I think that's a tough thing to maintain, and so I'm really happy to actually see you. Like, you're the iHeart Country On The Verge artist, which is a big deal, and your song's flying up the chart now.
I know.
So congratulations on all that.
So exciting. Thank you so much, man. It's been a whirlwind. I can't thank y'all enough.
Well, don't thank me. I didn't write. I didn't sing. I didn't play any. It's all you, kid.
Well, I know, but people don't understand how hard it is for a young artist, and we have to have someone, we have to have champions, you know? And all of y'all at the iHeart family, y'all have been my champions, especially you. So anyways, I'm just going to be singing forever, but without y'all's help, I couldn't reach everybody. So,
well, it's so cool.
Grateful for this.
Have you felt in the last few months a slight shift in people recognizing your music or kind of recognizing you?
It is the coolest thing ever. I played this show last night in New York City at the YouTube space. And people came up to me in the meet and greet, and I knew them. I knew their faces. And I was like, we met at the last show. And it's the coolest thing that now I'm starting to see people reoccurring, you know? Like, there was somebody that had come to four different shows before last night. And to me, that means the world to me. Like, I can't imagine someone actually wanting to come see me four times, but the thought that they did just blew my mind, and it's really cool to finally look out in the crowd while I'm singing my songs and see other people singing along and connecting with it. That is the coolest feeling in the world as an artist.
I'm going to give you a somewhat tough question. So,
okay.
You know, in the last year and a half, you've signed a deal, you've made music, you're on the radio now. Has any artist come to you, or maybe you've asked advice for another artist that's given you advice that's kind of helped you out a little bit?
Yes, actually. So, let's see. I actually have two. Is that?
Yeah, give me them both.
So, for Luke Bryan, when I signed at Capitol Records, he called me to congratulate me because we grew up kind of down the road from each other. And anyways, he called and he told me that there's truly no way to prepare for radio tour and what's about to come your way because it's all going to be new. But if you can just make it through the first year and be kind to everyone you meet, you'll survive and you'll make it. He was like, if you can just survive the first year, you can survive anything. And every now and then when the going gets tough, I'm like, okay, I'm on month 10, you know, like I could get through this.
Yeah.
But him and also Miranda Lambert were telling me, she was telling me about how to be a good female artist in this realm that sometimes I feel like women are kind of like pushed against one another, like put against one another, you know, people compare you to others and whenever you're comparing people, you're just putting one person down to put another person up, you know? And Miranda was talking to me about just be kind to every single artist, especially females. You help each other all the way up. And that, to me, means the world to me, because her having that all-girl tour that I just got off of, and she had me and Tennille out, she was so good to each and every single one of us and every person in our camp. She knew their names by the end of it. I mean, she showed me what a good leader was, her and Dierks Bentley this year. So I'm grateful for all these little tidbits of information they seem to be giving me.
You know, you're on two all-female tours, Miranda and Trisha's, which is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty legendary headliners that you're working with, and pretty quickly. Like, you're not going to get too big for us, are you?
No, I'm still surprised when people show up to the show, Bobby. I don't think I'm ever going to get over that. It's the coolest thing ever. I grew up driving past Monticello, Georgia, which is where Trisha is from. And every time I'd go to the Georgia 4-H meetings in Rock Eagle, I would drive past her city, and there was a sign with her name on it outside. And I just remember thinking, how big do you have to be for your hometown to put a sign up with your name? And it's the coolest thing in the world to know that I'm getting to open up for this woman that I've looked up to my whole life. It's unreal, really. I'm wondering when it's going to start feeling real.
Probably never.
Good. Yeah. I like it like this.
Yeah, probably never. It shouldn't. Let me ask you this. What is the most embarrassing thing that's happened on stage this year? Have you fallen? Anything, say the wrong town, anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I might have busted my pants like Lenny Kravitz a few weeks ago in Chicago, but I don't think that anyone at least got it on camera, so I think I'm good with that. The most embarrassing thing that did happen and everyone in the entire crowd saw or heard, I was starting my tour with Lanco this year. It was my first tour ever, like true tour. Opening up for Lanco in January, and I got on stage in Milwaukee. We had just played Chicago the night before. We were playing the night after, and I was sick as a dog, and I just got up on stage in Milwaukee at the rave, and I said, "Hello, Chicago!" And I didn't hear anything, and I had my in-ears in, so I thought, well, maybe I'm just not hearing, you know, all of this wonderful applause. No, there was no applause happening, and I might have had to, like, apologize after the first song, and I told him that I was really sorry, I was sick, and I was going to spend the next 30 minutes making it up to him, and the best thing was I was so embarrassed, Bobby, but now every time I play in Milwaukee, there is always at least one or two people in the crowd that when I get on stage, they shout out, "Hello, Chicago!" And I'm like, "You're back. You remember me."
That's fun. That's good. Well, listen, I'm super proud for you. You deserve it all. And I'm so happy to see your song moving up the charts. So happy that you're the On the Verge artist. And I would just tell everybody listening right now to follow at Kaylee Hammock, C-A-Y-L-E-E Hammock. And just keep doing what you're doing. And I'll keep supporting you from afar or close, wherever you are geographically.
Thank you so much.
All right,
back
Kaylee.
You, bud.
Have a good show tonight.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Hello, Abby Anderson.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. I know I'm 2 minutes early. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, you know me. Earlier the better.
I know.
What's up with
hey,
you?
Hey, Mike there?
Yeah, we're both here.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
What up, Abby?
How are
you? I'm pretty good. I've been watching you on Instagram, which is kind of how I keep up with everybody.
Gosh.
No, not oh gosh.
I've been pretty low-key on Instagram lately.
You have been low-key, but I'm going to tell you.
I
see some of your Rob Thomas stuff, though. Like, you didn't come back what seemed like for months. Did you just stay on the road the whole time?
I was literally, like, we were gone for 2 months straight, and it was awesome.
Was it awesome? Just being, like, that's like a rock star tour from the 90s when you just go away and don't come back.
I'll just say, Mr. Rob whooped my butt. I was talking to him about this, and I was like, because in country world, you know, it's Thursday through Sunday, and then you got the rest of the week home. And with him, I mean, it was 5 shows a week, and my voice got so much stronger. I feel like my performance is a lot better. I just feel a lot more confident on stage, and I'm real thankful for that. But I'll tell you what, man, I don't know if I could tour like that in the future. I wouldn't ever turn it down. I wouldn't ever turn down the opportunity. But the Thursday through Sunday is definitely more my my speed, if that makes sense.
Well, what about, are you still with your boyfriend?
Oh, yeah, I'm still with my man.
Okay, well, you're gone for 2 months. Does he come out on the road with you?
No, so he'll come out. He's a stud. He always makes sure that we never go longer than 2 weeks without seeing each other. So he would come out. Sometimes I'd have, you know, days off in between, and he'd fly out, and we'd spend a weekend together. He'd come to a lot of shows. So we saw each other 4 times in those 2 months. It was awesome.
Well, I see you're West Coast right now. I saw in your Insta story that your Uber driver asked what you do for a living, and then he pulled up your music on his iPhone when he heard your
that
song.
That happens. Okay, but that happens to you, too. That's got to happen.
I'm not talking about me, Abby. This is Abby Anderson special. So tell me what happened.
Yeah, so I'm in my Uber this morning going to the airport. And this guy, bless his heart, sweetest man, you know, has a really thick, sounded like he was from Europe. I think he said Jordan. He's from Jordan. I'm not going to attempt to do the accent. I feel like I'd offend somebody. But he was just so sweet, and he's like, what do you do for a living? However they talk.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, I'm a singer. And sometimes I'll just make up some weird profession if I don't feel like telling people I'm a singer, because then they bring up my Instagram, and they bring up my music, and then, you know what I mean?
I do.
And he was real sweet. He just picked up. He's like, oh, what kind of music do you sing? And I go, it's country. He's like, oh, no, Abby, I listen to everything but country. And I said, okay, well, then you don't need to listen to me. That's okay. But he pulled it up anyways. It was really cute.
And what do you think? Did he vomit or did he like it?
He liked it. He liked it. He's like, oh, this is like, I like this. So, there you go.
I saw you did your 10th show at the Opry. Did you get that 10 mug?
Yes, they gave me the 10 mug. I didn't know they did that.
Same thing. I didn't know they did that.
It was it was so sweet. I didn't even know it was my 10th show. I don't keep count or anything. I'm just always excited to go. And Mr. Carey, the lead guitar player, he was so sweet. He just presented it to me. He's like, young lady, this is your 10th show. And I was like, no crap, that's awesome. And I carry that mug with me to every write during the week in the morning.
Oh, you do?
I'm very, very, very happy to carry that thing around. I mean, that's a nice mug.
Yeah, it is a
nice
mug.
It's a really nice mug.
Yeah, and I thought there would
there
would be some real comedy in if I was going to the airport in Nashville and they were selling those 10 mugs. There weren't. But I didn't think that would be funny after I got one for doing 10 shows. I was like, what if they're just selling these in the Opry at the airport store? And they don't. They sell them, but not with the 10 on it. So we should. That's pretty cool. We've got to play the Grand Ole Opry 10 freaking times. I'm playing the 11th time tonight for me, but it's pretty cool, huh?
Are you really?
Well,
who else is on the show with you tonight?
Ingrid Andress, Sawyer Brown.
I love Ingrid. Oh, my gosh. I love Ingrid.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome. She's
she's incredible.
You're riding while you're out on the road?
I'm home in now. Oh, you mean during the summer?
Are you you're back right now? I thought you were on the West Coast right now.
I'm in San Jose right now. Oh. I'm doing, this is so fun. We're playing a winery tonight with Madison Kozak, Nicole Gallion, and Jesse Lee. It's like a songwriter artist series night. So it's just really, really chill, just like me and my piano. It's going to be so fun. I'm just here for the weekend.
You like wine?
You know, I do, but here's the thing. I have two rules, because I only started drinking, I'm 22. I started drinking like 6 months ago. And when I say started drinking, I mean like I'll have one or two drinks a week, and I'm like, okay, I need to slow down. Whoa, Abby. Whoa, girl. You know? Because, like, Bobby, you know how I am normally. And then there's me on tequila, and then there's me on wine, and it's just not something that I ever want anyone to see professionally. I never need to be on stage after even half a drink. I am tipsy after half a drink. It's pathetic.
So tell me then, because, you know, I've never had a drink of alcohol. So I'm often curious as to what, as an adult, you had your first drink. What did it feel like the first time you drank alcohol?
You know, honestly, the first thing that ran through my brain is, I don't need this. Like, oh, that's cool. I realized drinking is very much just a social thing.
But what did it make you feel like physically? Physically, what did it do to you the first time where you were like, oh, boy. Like, what was the feeling?
Oh, I feel like a floozy. I just turn into the biggest flirt, and I'm flirting with everything. It doesn't even have to be moving. I'm just flirting.
You don't need alcohol. That's you anyway.
I know. That's what I'm saying is I don't need alcohol. I really don't. So I have two roles. Is I either got to be with my mom or my man. I'm safe. You know what I mean? I'm safe to drink. Like, my boyfriend came out with me for a radio show in Orlando a couple weeks ago, and there were just a bunch of artists there, and we all went out to the hotel bar after. And it was just so fun to let loose, and, you know, but my man was just sitting in the corner just keeping a good eye on me, making sure I wasn't, you know, doing anything crazy, but he's so confident. He just lets me do my thing, and, you know, I have a real good time when he's around. So. All
right. Well, I'm glad we got to check in with you. Let me ask, like, you've been out with Rob Thomas. What's happening between now and the end of the year?
Between now and the end of the year, I'm riding my butt off right now, Bobby. I mean, the focus is the next single. We've already got tons of plans of going overseas next year, tons of touring plans, so I'm really excited about that. But I got 2 months to outwrite the songs I already do have and, you know, just make sure I can put out the best song possible to radio next year. So I'm really excited with what I've got on paper already.
All right, Abby Anderson Music. That's her on Instagram. It is so good to talk to you, friend, and I will talk to you soon, okay?
Hey, thanks for your time, Mr. Bobby.
Bye-bye, Abby. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Rachel.
Bobby.
How are you? Where are you exactly?
I'm in Scotland.
Man, what's that like?
It's amazing. I just got here. And we're actually at our little venue, and it's a really, really old church that's, like, attached to a bar. But the church has this huge organ and then a disco ball on the ceiling and these stained glass windows. And it is just vibey as heck. So I'm really, really excited.
I saw a picture of you on your Instagram in Amsterdam. Do they embrace country music there? What's it like in Europe?
Oh, my gosh, Bobby, Europe as a whole, I didn't even realize just how much, like, they are so grateful that we come over here. And, I mean, they're having a good time. It is so, so fun to see them just really, really appreciative, and they just love it. Like, I didn't realize, you know, obviously being in the States, you know, everybody back home loves country music, and they really want us to come over more, so it's fun.
You know, since the last time that we talked on this show, you got married.
Yeah.
So did you legally change your last name, or are you, what's the deal there?
That's awesome. So, to be honest, I haven't changed my last name yet. Obviously, as an artist, I'll be Rachel Womack, but I'm going to be Rachel Catherine Purcell. But with the booking for the Europe trip, I actually wasn't going to have enough time to send my passport off to get the name change and then get it back. And so we're going to wait to do it until I get back to the States, and then I'll be Rachel Catherine Purcell.
Are you looking forward to changing your last name?
Yes, I'm so excited. I can't believe it, you know?
It is wild. You're already married. Look at you.
It is wild. I know. But, I mean, I thought about being, like, Rachel Womack Purcell, but I love my middle name. So I was like, I mean, I get to be Rachel Womack forever, so I'll just be Rachel Catherine Purcell, and, you know, it'll be great.
Well, as we kind of re-catch up here, what's been the coolest thing you've gotten to do this year?
Oh, man. There have been so many things. One of them is being in your class. That's opened up so many opportunities and shows and just really, really fun things for me. But I would say visiting Europe is one of the coolest things that I've done this year, because right before I came on the CMA Introducing Nashville tour, I did a one-off gig in Hamburg opening for Blanco Brown, and that was like a 36-hour like thing, and I didn't even sleep. But now I get to be here for 2 weeks, and I'm in freaking Scotland, and their accents are so funny, but they think obviously mine is so funny, and it's really wild, and it's great getting to have a different perspective on the world and spend time so far from home. So I can't wait to get back and continue writing. I'm excited to see what it inspires.
Didn't you open for Reba?
Well, okay. Yes, Bobby.
Because I would think that would have been your answer, but it wasn't. You're free to have your own answer.
Okay, I'm jet lagged. Okay, I met a legend, and let me tell you, I had never seen her live. So, number one, I got to meet her, open for her at the Illinois State Fair. And not only did I do just like a, like, you know, normally when you're open for people like that, when you're, you know, me, it's like 20 minutes. I got to play a 45-minute set opening for her. And it was so awesome. Just getting to, like, I did a whole Muscle Shoals medley, and her fans are crazy. But then I got to see her do her whole set, and it was absolutely, it was just insane. Because I used to watch Reba when I was a kid. I would watch Reba the show with my family every night before dinner. And now in November, I'm going to get to open for Trisha Yearwood. So it's literally a double legend year for me. So I'm, it is Reba. Europe is cool, but Reba's cool.
By the way, Rachel will be on tour with Trisha in November, New York City on the 21st, Boston on the 23rd, Wilkes-Barre on the 24th, and Glendale, PA on the 25th. And the song Now is Something People Say. I'm going to play a little bit of that. Mike D, if you help me with that, here it is.
Yes. Something people say. Heck yes.
Can you hear that?
Can I hear what? Sorry.
Can she hear the song? Yeah? Okay, cool.
I don't think I can, but I'm so glad you're playing it.
Well, okay. Listen, I'll let you go. I just wanted to check in. You know I'm a big
fan.
Thank
you so much, Bobby.
It's been a big year, and
you're,
you know,
the man.
The best is still to come.
Oh, I can hear it. Thank you so much. Hey, and I couldn't have done it without you, Bobby. Thank you so much.
You for sure could have. You 100% could have, no doubt about it. And I'm just rooting alongside of you, kid.
Thanks so much, bud.
All right, Rachel Womack. See you later.
All right. Bye, Bobby.
Hello, it's Bobby. How are you?
Hey, it's LJ.
You good?
Yeah.
Well, cool.
I just broke into a restaurant.
Where are you?
Closed. In Amsterdam.
Oh, you're in the UK?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you broke into a restaurant? We're rolling right now, by the way, so don't say anything that's going to get you charged criminally in a foreign country and you wouldn't be able to come back home.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
But is the sound okay?
Yeah, sounds great. We're just doing a check-in on everybody, and so I actually hadn't talked to you in, I guess, probably a couple months, huh?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, what's happening?
A lot's happened. Everything.
Well, let's start with what first has happened on the list?
First, like, so 2 weeks ago, I played my first headlining show in London, and it was sold out, and it was also my first sold-out show ever.
So now do you think you'll just stay over there?
I mean, no, I want to play in the States, but yeah, no, I'm coming back in January and February, because it was insane. Like, grown men were singing No Saint.
And how do they get the music? I mean, I know how you get it. It's distributed through all the platforms, but how do they know about you wherever it's really not promoted as, you know, robustly as it is here?
Well, I don't know. Here's the thing. Like, I feel like you guys were the first people that played my music ever on radio. And then over here, I don't know if they played it that much on radio. I think they just found out that I was playing, and then they researched the entire album, and they memorized it. So, you know, in the States, like, radio is still not playing me. You guys were the first people to play any of my music. And then over here, they dig in, and they play the entire track.
So because you were coming over, they studied you and were ready for you.
Yeah, I think it's totally word of mouth. It's, you know, they see your name on the bill, and then they download the entire album.
So what if I just said I was coming over there, I didn't show up, but I had them download all of my stuff, and just would they learn it anyway and then just be like, oh, they're disappointed, but they still learned everything?
They'd probably be pissed.
But they would know anything that I had done, and we both win.
Well, yeah, I think that you should come over and play. And if you want to do like a duo show, we could totally do that.
Well, yeah, I would open for you this time.
Come and play. Yes.
How it would turn. So so that's one. What else has happened in the last few months?
I just got a tour with Brett Eldridge in January, which is amazing.
I saw that. How did that come together?
I have no idea. I've just been fighting to play anywhere and everywhere that I can. And then I think we talked last time when I opened for Willie Nelson, which was crazy. And then am touring with Muscadine Bloodline.
Let me ask you a question. Hold on. Now that I think about you, I see you sometimes on Instagram getting on private jets.
No,
don't say no. Yes, that's yes, because more than once.
No. Okay, well, for the record, one time was you allowed me on your private jet to go and open a show for you, which was incredible, and you helped me pay my rent. So thank you for that, and I sold out of T-shirts.
But we didn't put that on. I don't put that online. I don't flex that.
I didn't put that online.
I know, but at least twice I've seen you on a private plane playing a show.
No. So the last time, Ellen and I, which I also stole your guitar player because I saw her play for you in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so good. So I was like, hey, do you have any free dates? I want to steal you. And she's great, and I'm stealing her. But we just played a show in Illinois in Peoria, and our flight got canceled at like midnight. And our flight was for super early in the morning, and it was a private flight. And so they were like, oh, no problem. We'll just send the jet. I was like, that was an option the whole time? What? They flew us private. But that's not like a thing.
No, okay, but here's why it seems like a thing. Because once you were opening for somebody, too, that wasn't me, and they flew you out there. And it's more than once I've seen you on a private plane. All I'm saying is don't forget us little people.
Well, all I'm saying is that I would rather get paid more and not fly on a private plane. Mm. I would rather drive myself to the gig and not fly on a private plane.
just don't forget us. You know, don't big time us. That's all I'm asking.
Mister, I'm like still just super happy that I'm not playing for tips at an airport, but I'm still trying to pay rent.
All right. Well, let me ask you a couple things here. You're moving around a bunch. Have you seen anybody famous at the airport?
You, maybe some Lady A people.
Okay. That works. They're legitimately famous. Well, okay. What's up with you?
Yeah.
Working on a second album. Are you doing that now?
I am. I've been writing every single day that I've been home, which has been awesome. And I've got some dates in the studio next week, I think. 3 dates to record. And album 2. I would like to get some new music out before we go back to Europe in January. So that's a big goal.
It's a good goal.
Yeah.
I would like to hear new music. Tour dates, December 19th in Chattanooga, December 20th in Birmingham, December 21st in Mobile, Alabama. Those dates are what? Are you by yourself or with someone?
I think those are with Muscadine Bloodline, which I've not toured with before.
Yeah, I hear they're tough.
They're tough?
I'm just kidding. I hear nothing. I just wanted to see what you'd say back on that. What are you doing tonight in Amsterdam? Or do I even want to know?
The red light district? Totally not the red light district.
So you just gonna,
I have no idea.
You're just gonna go to bed, or are you gonna, you're either gonna go to bed or
absolutely.
Go hard.
No, here's the thing. Every time that I've been over to Europe, all of 2 times, we have not been able to see any of the cities. It's just like, I mean, you know this. You just go to the hotel, you go to the venue, you go back to the hotel, and then you go to the airport. So you don't get to see anything. And I had like 5 days off, and my friends just finished the Hootie and the Blowfish tour. And they were like, come over.
Who are your friends? Are your friends Bare Naked Ladies?
Darius and Mark Bryan.
Oh, wait. You mean literally Hootie and the Blowfish?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wait. How do you know Mark?
Mark?
Yeah.
Mark, I met him like three or four years ago.
Yeah.
And I used to live in Charleston, too. So we've been friends for a few years, and he's super talented. And so I went to one of his last shows, and it's so fun to see him and all the guys on this tour just literally losing their minds like little kids.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm a big Hootie. Darius and I are good friends, and I just met Mark, I guess, a few weeks ago for the first time. So, and I kind of I fangirled out on him a little bit. Just a little bit I did.
He's so sweet. I love him.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you get back to not going to jail and getting out of the restaurant. Just wanted to check in. Everybody follow I Am Lauren Jenkins on Instagram. And if you're in the UK listening, she'll be with Brett next year. Or she's got some dates in December, too. All right, LJ, talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mr. See you soon.
All right, bye.